This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The issue over the shoveling of the sidewalks has really struck a nerve, Danielle.
Oh, wow.
It seems like you have upset some who are asking Danielle like this. Mm-hmm. Danielle, we pay an awful lot in taxes. Why can't the town buy some kind of a little snowblower in order to go out and do the sidewalks?
I don't know. Ask your town. But unfortunately, that's not what's happening in a lot of places. And the ordinance is that you are responsible for clearing your own sidewalks. Don't be a dick about it. If you have a problem, petition your city or town to change the ruling. I didn't make the ordinance.
Can you go to change.org and do a petition there and get it changed.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to do anything. Okay. You can go to change.org and file any petition you want.
Well, Larry, the lawyer, is here. It's Ask an Attorney. Your comment on this?
You know, what you could do if you really want to be bold is you could draft something to put on local town meeting. Every year they have a town meeting and you can vote on things like this. So you can try to modify that ordinance. But you're going to have to get 2/3 of your town. I think it's 2/3 of your town to vote, whoever show up to vote for that change. So I mean, with local government, there's always a way to change things. You just have to be willing to actually do the work.
Right, just go down there and demand that your sidewalks are shoveled by the DPW.
Let's see
if that works.
Listen, pal.
Let's see, here's somebody who says, in Boston, do they make the hipsters shovel the sidewalks outside their apartments? Doubt it.
The owner of the building is responsible. They actually issue citations if you don't have your sidewalk cleared a certain number of hours after a storm.
Here's a 508 text. My wife recently won a sales contest through the merchandising company at her work. After she won, they said that they didn't have the money to follow through with the contest until after the new year. The company is now not taking any phone calls or responding to messages. Do we have any recourse?
Yeah, I mean, look, she won. She's entitled to her trip. It sounds like what she really needs, though, Greg, is a new job. Sounds like that company is not going to be around too much longer.
Yeah. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, I may be wrong, but I wanted to make a comment on the sidewalk thing.
Yes.
I don't believe you own the sidewalks. It's not part of your property.
You're correct,
you
Brian.
Don't, but the most places require.
So how
that
can
you
they
do.
Force? How can they force you to shovel something that isn't your property?
Because I don't know. That's just how it is.
You're responsible for it.
I didn't make the laws.
That's what the rule is.
It's called an ordinance. We go through this every year in South Boston, and people get cited for not shoveling the public sidewalk. They shovel their walkway to the sidewalk and then don't shovel the sidewalk in front of their house.
Boy, I'd challenge that in court, you know.
You would lose.
And how about the poor old people who can't shovel? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
How many of these poor old people have businesses on Main Street?
What about those of us that are at risk for a heart attack?
Yeah.
I can't be out there shoveling. I could have a heart attack at any moment.
You know, it's funny that people were willing to go to court because they don't want to shovel their sidewalk, but they'll put that chair out there in their parking space and they'll defend it with a knife, right?
Yes.
A knife, a bat.
Right, yeah.
Here's a text that says, small town employee here, 781 text. If they had to do every sidewalk during every storm, it would be May before we finished. Not enough hours in the day or employees to do it.
That's a good point, because think about that pothole you've been wanting them to fix for, 5 years now?
Not only that, I mean, we're 3 days post-snowstorm, there's still guys out there clearing the sidewalks.
Yeah.
I drove by one today on this road.
Sure. Yeah.
You want
right out here?
Yeah.
On the Leo Birmingham Parkway?
Leo Birmingham Parkway, Greg.
Yes. Yes, Danielle.
No, forget. Continue.
This is Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, I just have a quick question. If you have a corner house, do you have to shovel in front and along the whole side?
If you have a corner house, You have to shovel in front and on the side. Larry, do you have any information on that as a lawyer? You just should go out and shovel. Is that basically the message?
Yeah. People
go
hate shoveling.
Buy a new house with no sidewalks if you don't want to shovel the
sidewalk. Buy a snowblower. How's that?
The problem is. Yeah.
Danielle is so angry
about
this.
I'm so annoyed by this. Because people, it's like, just go do it. I get it. It's an inconvenience and it sucks. If you don't like it, move someplace where there's no fire hydrant and no sidewalks. You can watch your house burn down and nobody will be there to keep you company. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's another option, Danielle. Just move south.
Right?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Could go to Florida.
Florida works.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, this is a text from Florida. I'm an inspector in Fort Myers. And here, not only are you responsible for the sidewalk, but if it is cracked and we need to replace it, you have to pay for it.
Oh.
That's in Fort Myers, Florida.
I guess we have it good.
Really?
Stay in Massachusetts, Greg.
Yes.
Forget about Florida.
Yes, yes. Let's see.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into Florida law.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Morning Show. How are you?
What's up, John?
Hey, I got a question for Attorney Army here.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so long story short, 2 years ago, I was stopped on a lever connector, morning traffic. I got smoked from behind, rear-ended. The other car was totaled. The other car who hit me, it was actually a, I don't want to use the name of the company, but it's a large computer company car who hit me, and the employee for that company who was driving the car. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's a 3-year statute of limitation. So it was February 2016, so we're getting up to 3 years here. I just talked to him. I have an attorney working on it, but I talked to him yesterday, and he said that it could be extending longer because they're going to file suit to kind of push everything back. And I just didn't know really kind of what a timeline would be on this for settlement.
I mean, to be honest with you, it should, and are you still treating for your damages? Did you get hurt? Let's start with that.
Yeah. So I've had 3 spine surgeries. I'm 29 now. At the time, I was 26. I've been out of work. I do physical labor, contracting. I've had 3 spine surgeries, probably about 30 injections, and I'm supposed to be going in for another spine surgery at the beginning of next month.
So the statute is 3 years. I think your lawyer is probably doing a pretty good job for you because what he's trying to do is extend this so that he can figure out the true scope of your damages. So,
right.
For example, if he settled this 2 years ago, all of your future surgeries aren't going to be covered under your medical bills unless he was, you know, able to get somebody to tell the court what those costs would be. So in this particular case, it kind of stinks that you're not getting your money and your wages and your all the things that you're entitled to. But I think your attorney is pretty smart by holding this out. Long as he files suit before your 3-year statute of limitations, your case is filed before the statute, so your settlement and your suit, if it goes to suit, can extend up to 2, sometimes 5 years down the road if it's Superior Court. It just gives you a chance to figure out what the true scope of your damages are. It's a good move on his part.
Okay, I guess that was my question. After the 3-year statute of limitation, is there another limitation time-wise after it's already filed?
No, it's just how fast or how slow the courts are going to move on this. But I have a feeling that because of your injuries, it's going to be a very slow process.
Here's a 617 text that says, my boss, Billy McFarland, asked me to go give a mouth hug to a customs inspector so that we could get some water onto an island.
Right.
Do I have any recourse?
Yeah.
On that?
Was it in a text? Because then he has a contract.
I'm assuming that you haven't seen the fire documentary on Netflix.
I was reading some articles about it, and I haven't yet read it. I haven't yet seen it, but I do plan on watching it.
You have to. That poor man. Not Billy, the other guy.
I don't know if I feel bad for him.
You don't feel bad for the hug guy?
Because he was going to do it. I would have said, get lost and left. I would have left the island and left him to his disaster. Really, you want me to do that, to get water on here that you should have taken care of to begin with? You know, you told everybody Drake was playing, and you never even talked to any of Drake's people. You know, I would have said, do it yourself.
The guy's passionate about his job.
That's my fault.
And that is code.
Yeah?
That is.
Someone let the company know I'd never do that.
You sure about that?
Yeah, pretty sure. Well, I don't know, Larry. Maybe for free legal services.
Let's see. Here's a text from a landlord who believes that the tenant has added other tenants to the property without them being on the lease and is charging them? Is there any recourse? Do you know anything about the tenant, landlord?
Yeah, I mean, we really need to know, do they have a lease? If he has a lease between A and B and it says no other tenants can be brought in without my consent, and there's typically that kind of language in a lease, then yeah, the landlord has some rights.
That's an LB special right there, crashing with crashing with somebody else at their place.
Why not?
I'm with you, buddy.
Seriously, I don't have to pay the taxes.
Do a lot of people do that, though? Do they let somebody live there that's not supposed to live there and collect a little?
I mean, from what I've heard.
That's like the in-law apartment. You build the in-law apartment downstairs.
Here's a text for Danielle. Danielle, please tell us how many sidewalks you yourself have shoveled. These people are not going to let this go
away. Do you want me to post video from my surveillance in front of the house showing me shoveling on Sunday morning? I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I think you should post that.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll post the one where I fell on my ass in my driveway. It is what it is. There are a lot of people that walk dogs and children. It's very frustrating when you drive down the street and see one sidewalk has been cleared. The next house hasn't cleared it, so the people have to walk into the street. Then you're swerving to hit them because there's a snowbank not to hit them. Just shovel it.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I'm fairly certain from this point forward, you know the hot button to press on Nancy.
Oh, I know. Well, it's actually a hot button with a lot of people. People are either, there's two schools of thought on this on the text line. Either people are like, these people who are not shoveling are so lazy, get out there and do what you can for the community, or they're like, it's not my job to shovel the sidewalk. It's the town's responsibility to take care of that for me. There's
common courtesy. It's like the people that call in and go, what if they're too old and they can't shovel their walkway? Well, get your ass out there and shovel it for the nice old lady that makes you cookies all summer long. Yeah.
Do you think it's a liability issue? So therefore they put the responsibility on the homeowner, and then if somebody falls and like breaks a leg or something,
then you get sued because
you didn't follow the ordinance?
I don't know about that.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. And they're going to go after your homeowner's insurance and your tenant's insurance, and it's going to pass liability onto the homeowner.
Larry, a texter, you mentioned the Covington Boys.
Yes.
And that's not a country act. earlier this morning on the show, a texter wants to know if they can sue the media for the light in which they put them in with a false news report.
You know, the media,
in this texter's opinion, a false news report. This is another hot button topic right now.
You know, you get afraid to comment on some of these things these days.
Yes, yes.
Look, at the end of the day, the media does what the media does. I mean, Greg, how many times have you said something that you meant A and it comes out and they plan it in a way that it means B? Words are a funny thing because the media knows how to do this. You can slant anything any way you want. And it really just depends on the agenda of the particular channel or the particular magazine or periodical that you're reading. So you can sue for libel and slander when they print something that's not true, that they know is not true with an intent to hurt you and defame you. But it's a really difficult standard.
This is Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, good morning, show. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
So, I was in a luxury apartment for about a year. I gave my notice to vacate, which there was a 60-day term on it, and I couldn't give 60 days because the purchase and sale for another home that I was going to be moving into and the contingencies, it was too much risk. So I was like 10 days late into the period that I was supposed to give notice. Spoke with the front office. They gave me a bill. The bill was a prorated cost based on my rent. So it was around $1,000 for like the 10 days that I was late. I squared up with what was due as far as the rent for the remaining month that I was there. Worked with the front office. They told me they'd resolved it. It was credited. I left the day I moved out with a zero balance. My wife and I are in the new home now and are receiving bills for the last month and a half for pretty exorbitant costs. And I was working with this front office to say, hey, this was resolved. And they were placating me saying, yeah, we're in the process of fixing this issue and blah, blah, blah. But now it's in collections. And I just wanted to know what course of action they may have to get them to either, you know, release the recorded messages or tapes that they would have in all the conversations we had or the ledger that shows that I had a credited balance. Otherwise, you know, if that's not an option, do I have anything else that I can do?
Luxury apartment. I'm guessing this place had an island in the kitchen and two fireplaces, one in the family room and one in the kitchen, right?
Similar. Yes.
Yes. What about a wet bar? Did it have a wet bar?
No wet bar.
Okay.
That extravagant.
All right. Larry, what's...
I just want to be clear. We're fighting over the $1,000. They didn't re-execute the lease for another year?
Yeah, they didn't re-execute the lease, but it's not $1,000 now. It's a couple of times that based on, you know, they're saying late charges, this and that, and now it's in collections.
Well, I mean, A, your lease probably said if you don't give 60 days, then they're entitled to give you another year of the tenancy, I imagine?
Not that I recall, nope.
Typically they do. That's why we do these time periods. I mean, if I were you, I would pay the bill so at least you stop this interest from tolling, and then you can go to small claims court and sue them for that.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So pay the bill. In most cases, is that the best way to do it?
At least at that point in time, you know, if you put, you know, on your little memo under protest or something like that, you know, then you go back into the housing court. Or you can go into the small claims court in the district court. You file a lawsuit against them. At least at that point in time, if you're going to lose the suit, you cap your damages. Because a lot of these leases have exorbitant interest and fees. And, you know, if you file a suit and you're hurt 8 months later and you lose, it's another 8 months of that interest. And it sounds like this guy's already doubled up, maybe more in the last couple months. So
okay. All right. Larry, good stuff this week.
Yeah.
Yes. Great job by the listeners, Greg.
Larry the lawyer. And every other Wednesday, you get your legal questions answered for free by Larry Army Jr. Larry the Lawyer. What's the website?
Army and Roach, ROCHE.com, and Larry Army Jr., Esquire, ESQ, on Twitter.
Okay. All right. We'll see you in...
great to see you all.
We'll see
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Right after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should do a show from the Super Bowl.
I think I'm going to. There's nothing I like. Danielle will verify this.
No, I mean the lawyer. We should do
the lawyer. From the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Danielle will back me up. There's nothing I like more than being on Radio Row with a bunch of radio talent from other parts of the country. I can't wait.
I'm shocked that you don't go to like morning show boot camps,
contests. Oh, yeah. Love it.
He's the professor.
Love it. All right.
Now, Greg Hill teaching session one, morning show boot camp, coming up on Thursday.
All right. Go Pats. It is 9:23 and time for this.
And now, LB.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
So we're one day closer to the Pats and the Rams and SB 53. A week from Sunday down in Atlanta, it is, it's going to be a great tilt. And the big thing is media day, and that's all coming up. The shenanigans goes down Monday night. It's all covered on ESPN. It's a good time. The general gushed all over youngster Ram head coach Sean McVay yesterday. The second year phenom is getting it done.
I have a ton of respect for Sean. I think he's done a great job in the 2 years he's been with the Rams. His teams have performed on an extremely high level. They're very consistent. They're well coached. He has a great scheme. The players execute it on a consistent basis at a very high level. He's got a great coaching staff, offense, defense, special teams. They're good in every area. They're going to be very hard to beat, but we're going to compete against them and do the best that we can to be ready to go a week from Sunday. I think he's done an outstanding job.
The Patriots have won the last five tilts, including SB 36 in 02 against the Rams. And CBS did a 10,000 simulations, I should say. And the good guys won all of them, all 10,000. And amazingly, all 10,000 were by just 1 point. The line, Pats -2.5 this morning. In other news, the Chiefs, after falling to our fellas, fired D coordinator Bob Sutton. The Celts have the Cavs at the Garden tonight. It's a 7:30 tip-off. Al Horford gets the night off from Coach Stevens. He's played 16 in a row. Cleveland and the Seas are 29-18, six back of Toronto, who won their 10th straight last night. The Bees are in their bye week for All-Star Weekend. That is Saturday. David Pastrnak will be representing the black and gold. Good timing for our target, Tuukka Rask, in this week off. He got hit pretty hard. He was concussed day-to-day, so that'll give him a bunch of days off to get right. Bruins-Jets next Tuesday at the Garden. Major League Baseball Hall of Famers this morning. Yankee legend closer Mariano Rivera. He basically is the first 100%er, so he got 100% of the vote to get in. Former Red Sox slugger and left fielder Manny Ramirez. He got 22% of the vote. And
well, that's because he yogged it out.
Yogged it out.
Yogged it out.
Can't do it.
Right.
Chuckers, Kurt Schilling, 60% of the needed 75%. And the Rocket, Roger Clemens, 59.5% of the 75%. So they're still waiting. Roy Halladay and Edgar Martinez got in as well. Cooperstown inductions are in July. Australian Open quarterfinals. Serena Williams, she was up 5-1 in the third set, rolled an ankle. And the eight-time champ loses to Pliskova. On the women's side, she's basically the best women player in the world. Joker Novak Djokovic advanced yesterday as well, and it's on for the rest of the week. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you, LB.
Thank you, sir.
We will get to fill in the blank, and you could win 7 dust tickets for Valentine's Day at the House of Blues next. Well, here's a 617 text for you, Lindy.
Yeah.
And the texter says that simulation story that LB said was the most unbelievable thing he has said, and that is tough to do. That can't be right. 10,000 simulations all went the Patriots' way by 1 point.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. What was the story again?
CBS.
CBS.
Did 10,000 game simulations.
Yes.
And all 10,000 came out with the Patriots winning by 1 point.
Now, I know they do the Madden simulation.
Yes.
And they just did that. And the Patriots won. I think it was 38-31 in the Madden simulation.
Believable.
But you're saying that CBS did 10,000 simulations?
That was the story that someone else wrote.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It might have just been.
It was on the wire. Should I not report it if it's on the wire?
No.
It is ABC.
Where are you getting a wire from in this day and age? Do you go in the other room and go, it comes over the wire? Do you rip it and then run in here and go?
I can't win either way. You tell me I don't use a technology, so then I go on the computer and I grab some extra. That's on the computer. I didn't make it up.
I mean, do you ever look anything up afterwards just to verify it? Or
I think he's right.
So wait a minute. What do you? I'm sure he's right. He's not. He's not often.
Oh, I just love people. Love trying to get me going. You know, like you care about you really truly care about the 10,000 simulations. For all intents, is it intent and purposes?
Intents and purposes.
Bravo. The Pats could get blown out by 14 points. There it is.
Did you find the story, Danielle?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
LB is correct.
Read it.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get to the port where it mentions the 10,000 specifically. Okay, so the model has taken the AFC Championship weather into account, simulated every possible scenario 10,000 times. Then they use that same model for other games. Uber say Old Bay.
What's the story? Give me the title of the story. Hold I need to read this thing. What are you talking about? You're talking about the AFC Championship.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Admit it. I'm right.
I don't know.
Did you say they were doing it for the Super Bowl or for the?
He said for the Super Bowl. He would not say it for the AFC Championship game that just happened.
No, I know that. But sometimes he references things that have already happened.
Oh.
So they did run it for the AFC game. I would assume they're running it for the Super Bowl as well.
Oh, okay. So you can't see a story about.
Okay, now it's right. Danielle fact checked it.
Here's a text that says CBS Super Bowl simulation trending on Google. Ask CBS for a check, LB. That's what a texter says. Here's a text that says LB gets most of his info from Pornhub. Yes, that's mostly where he gets his information. Let's see.
Yes, in the simulation, the Patriots sneak past the Rams.
29-28. Listen, when are they gonna give you credit?
I don't mind. I don't need the credit.
I mean, when are they?
I really don't need the credit.
Need credit in general.
When are they going to give you the credit?
When you're unloading the 37,000 pounds of bread today for 9 hours. I think I'm okay over here.
All right.
That I don't respect you.
Well, speaking of LB, we're about to play fill in the blank. And so if you call right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, the number is 617-764-WAAF. That's 617-764-9223. Then you can join us to fill in the blank. All right. Prize is a pair of tickets to go see Seven Dust on February 14th at the House of Blues. I just hit the first line, and now you're playing games. Is that the way it goes?
Oh, love it. I even won a prize. Last time I won a prize on the radio was about 12 years ago with Mistress Carrie Show.
Stop.
And I won an Eric Clapton autobiography playing Name That Song. I remember what the song was, too. It was Queens of the Stone Age. Actually, I forget the title of the song, but that was the band.
Did you ever win a prize when you used to call Dave Maynard on
I never called that show, no. Sever never gave out prizes. I called his show 150 times.
Okay.
But
all right.
I forget how this goes, actually. Give me the rules, please.
It's very simple. I ask a question, and if you are able to fill in the blank before LB is, then you would qualify to win the tickets.
By the way, why I called in for this, usually I would just listen to this. Seven Dust is one of my favorite bands. I'm going to the show anyway, but I'd rather go for free.
Okay. Guys, you ready? LB from Holliston versus Scott from Weymouth. today is National Pie Day.
Repeat the question already. I can understand that. What day?
Today is National Pie Day.
Pie, yes.
The official dessert of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is...
Boston Cream Pie. Boston Cream Pie.
You said Whoopie Pie, LB. That would be Maine. Scott from Weymouth is correct.
Nailed it.
Do I
win the tickets or do I get into a drawing or something?
Boston Cream Pie.
No, you're in a drawing. Hang on. Oh, my God. Scott, I should have done Scott from Weymouth is a blank.
And oh, my God, so many possibilities.
Well, the whoopie pie, I think, originated in Maine.
Okay.
As my adopted home continent, I know a lot about Maine. Shu probably knows about this. I think the whoopie pie. The whoopie pie game has been stepped up with the flavor, like the flavors of pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavors of the different flavors of the whoopie pies.
I like the red velvet.
Yes.
Red velvet.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So good.
Yes. Did it originate in the state of Maine? Did you look that up?
Yes.
It did. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
First thing that came to my head. I mean, it's obvious Boston cream pie.
I'm
an idiot.
Yes. But whoopie pie, we had this discussion earlier with regard to Shepherd's chicken pot. Whoopie pie, not really a pie.
Yeah, there's no crust.
There's no crust.
Yeah.
No crust.
Hmm.
This is Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Where are you from, Nicole?
Well, I'm originally from Holliston, but I live in Blackstone now.
Hey, are you excited that 5 million computer simulations have the Patriots winning the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Who are you? Who's your favorite Patriot player?
Of course, Tom Brady.
Oh, what about Bob Zemelman?
I mean, yeah, but... Tom Brady.
I retweeted that video today of Bubs screaming at Bestie on the sidelines, you're too effing old, over and over and over again to get him fired up. I loved it.
Oh my God,
it's on my Twitter feed. All right, Nicole and LB, the correct term for massholes who are making a U-turn in our state is blanking a blank.
Pulling a Louie.
An asshole.
Shu, you want to give the answer to this one?
What was that?
A Yui?
That's the second blank. First blank is?
Whoopie pie? No. Banging a Yui.
Banging a Yui, Shu, yes.
Yeah.
Banging a Yui.
Yep.
You are banging a Yui. Hello, Rick.
Pulling a Louie.
Pulling a Yui. It's the same thing.
That's lefty. He's pulling a left turn is pulling a Louie.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, how you doing?
How are you, Rick?
ALB, keep up your 10,000 chins.
Okay, good.
Rick and LB, in the legendary, finely crafted pop song, Please Come to Boston by Dave Loggins... We learn that the female in the song is the number one fan of the man from blank.
Can you say the question one more time?
Sure. In the finely crafted pop song, Please Come to Boston for the Springtime by Dave Loggins, we learn that the female in the song is the number one fan of the man. What are you laughing about, Joe?
I'm thinking of a possible answer. I think Danielle's thinking this.
Number one fan of the man
from Tennessee.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Sharp.
Yes,
I would have never got that.
Rick.
Sharp.
Thank you.
Yeah. Emotional.
Never heard the song before.
Boston
in my life.
Ain't your kind of town.
Oh.
It would have been better if he was the man from Nantucket.
I knew that's what you two were thinking.
Yeah,
you two
definitely.
I knew it.
Well, I mean, come on. When in Rome.
I knew it. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Kenny Chesney does an awesome cover of that song, too.
He does?
Oh.
He does, yep.
Oh.
It's just him and an acoustic.
Oh, I got to listen
Greg's
to that.
A huge country fan.
Oh, I love country. Is it Country Fest time yet?
We got some time to lose a little weight before Country Fest, yeah.
Let's see here. Brian... Curt Schilling, unfortunately, did not get enough votes for the Hall of Fame, but when pitching, he did use his blank hand.
Left.
Right hand?
Yes, LB. Thank God you got that. Brian.
I almost so tricked myself.
Brian. Brian said left.
Excellent powers of deduction, LB.
Well, yeah, you know me, I kind of outfunk myself.
Yeah.
This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
Good morning.
What's up, Phil?
Not much. Is the blank a smoke show blonde? My name is Phil.
Phil, before the Seaport was a developed neighborhood, if you wanted to eat at a fine dining seafood restaurant, your only choice would be Anthony's Blank.
Pier 4.
Yes, LB.
Woo!
Nailed it, wow. Anthony's Pier
Very
4.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Good form.
We have to go to the Seaport?
I had to say fine dining because there were two choices for restaurants in the Seaport and only two at that time. Do you know what the other one was?
Are you speaking of the No Name?
Yes.
Great place.
BYOB.
Oh. Yep. And they bring the fish right through the dining area.
Yeah, I think the No Name is still there.
I believe it is.
I think.
Yeah.
I think. And still, I don't believe they have a name yet.
correct and correct.
This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
Welcome to my show.
Wow, thank you for having us on your show.
Anytime.
Ron, LB, Jack Nicholson starred in a film loosely based on the Salem witch trials called The Witches of Blank.
Eastwick.
Ah!
Whoa!
Jeez!
Laser Joe!
Lucid Lindy!
God.
Lucid Lindy on fire today.
Three hot chicks.
Yeah.
He just wants to get in the middle of it.
Did you like that movie?
Loved it.
Yeah.
You did?
Love it.
Nicholson was amazing.
Yes, he was excellent.
When he started losing it.
Yeah.
And he was getting all jealous.
He's good in that role. That's similar, sort of like The Shining, a little bit. In just the characters, the way the character loses it. He's really good in that.
And then when he made the lady throw up the... cherry seeds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then yes. the husband stands up all calm and cool and goes, let's call it a day.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's fantastic.
He doesn't do anything anymore.
Nicholson?
Does he have to?
I just saw a picture of him with his son Ray at a Lakers game. He's 81. And, you know, aside from looking just a little bit older, he seems the same. Yeah. He had that same, like, you know, S-eating grin on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, he loves the Lakers. That was his thing. Did I see that, speaking of Hollywood, that Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron are the big couple now?
I saw something about that. There was a big rumor that the two of them are dating now.
Huh. Mm. Interesting.
Hello.
Hot couple.
That guy must get sick of him after. What is he? He's like, get sick of him after like 3 months, and he's like, next.
Yeah. Well, he can have any one of them anytime.
I know. It doesn't matter.
What was the movie she did with Pacino? Was it Devil's Advocate?
It's a great movie.
That is such a hot movie.
That's a great movie.
Even though she goes a little nuts in it, but
that's that speech that he gives as the devil when it's Keanu Reeves who's the is the his like he's mentoring him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so. Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Yes, the speech that he gives as the devil in The Office is extraordinary. That's a good movie.
Yeah, actually. It is.
That's an excellent movie. All right. Well,
not bad. Not good. Fitty.
This texter is correct. There was one other restaurant down there, which was Jimmy's Harborside.
Oh, right.
Which was down, right down by the little rotary that's down by the Harpoon Brewery. So,
Excuse me, that's Harborside.
That is Jimmy's Harborside.
I'm going down Jimmy's Harborside, but yes. I can't find my way past the pavilion over here.
There was
some punk concert or some Amy Mann or some nonsense. A bunch of hippies going in crying about something. The boy and
they have some good shows. That's where the Counting Bros normally play. They have some good shows down there.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful. Good sound on the water.
Right. Yeah,
it is.
Except in the summer when it's about 90 and you can smell the haba.
That isn't
reached it.
Isn't something going there though? Isn't there like a high rise or something going?
Probably.
I feel like I read that maybe this was the last year for that or something. Am I not right about
that?
I
haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Really? Let me look that up.
I don't know.
Yeah. I came out of the Ted Williams Tunnel the other day into the seaport, and I was so disoriented because four new buildings have gone up in that corner when you come out
exactly.
that weren't there like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I'm like, wait, did I take a wrong? Am I in Quincy?
Yeah. Were you berating people who had a tiny little bit of snow on their car at the time?
Your ass, bud.
A little ice on the hood.
Yes.
You're going to kill somebody.
You what?
Yeah, try pulling that off the top of your minivan. You're going to kill me.
Danielle is running around making citizens arrests on the snow on the roof.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those ticket books.
No, she has like a green flashing light and she pulls people over.
Really?
God help me if your windshield ever gets shattered. Panel of ice, and we have to hear about it.
I
care because it can kill somebody.
It does happen.
Yes.
I don't know that anybody has. Has anybody been killed in Massachusetts recently for over the.
I don't know if killed, but people have been injured.
Off of a car?
Dangerous.
I see you. I mean,
it's a big deal.
I see you on the social medias lecturing people about how to.
Because it can cause serious accidents.
How to run their lives.
It's a public safety issue. It's not me telling you how to run your life. It's reminding you that we just had a freeze and everyone's cars are coated in blocks of ice and now it's going to warm up. Those blocks of ice come off and they fly into other cars.
What are you, a school marm?
Yeah, because I care. I don't want people to get hurt.
You're into the snow maintenance for sure, huh?
Yes, that's how she's very into
I'm
that.
Into personal responsibility, which a lot of people unfortunately don't have.
Do you wear a Day-Glo vest when you drive around?
Yes, I do.
You see her like... It's 4 degrees out. She's screaming out the window with her head hanging out. Pull it over! I saw a chunk of ice underneath your wheel well. Pull it over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got to go. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at any time. At WAAF.com or via our radio.com app, which is a way in which you can listen to the show wherever you are at any time, and that is the radio.com app. The WAAF Workday Blitz is next, over an hour of nonstop rock. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.